Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
High noon, Jones and Keefe. That is an electric Robert Kraft yesterday. He sounds fired up, doesn't he?
I'm also told to calm down quite a bit. That is a problem that I have.
Yeah, the Twitch chat tells me that
daily.
15 times a day. Yeah.
So he's very excited. Ladies and gentlemen, Morgan Moses and Robert Spillane.
Imagine if Milton Williams played 75% of the snaps in Philly.
That'd be amazing.
How excited he'd be.
It is kind of wild, and I like the free agent signings, and I am excited about it. They are spending money, so there's sort of like reason for optimism for the team. They still are missing a left tackle. They're still missing a wide receiver or wide receivers. But it's amazing that you have this big show, you have a press conference, you have the owner of the team talking, you have the, I guess, you know, whatever Elliott Wolf's role is, then you have Mike Vrabel, and then you bring out these players, and you're holding them up, and you're like, there's not a Pro Bowl to be seen there, there's not an All-Pro, not, like, what? I made the joke earlier
about Carlton Davis never made a Pro Bowl?
Double check that.
Okay, I wouldn't project him to make it this year.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
And so on the giant pendulum swing that is the Celtics press conferences. He has one.
Never made a Pro Bowl.
Okay, so there's no Pro Bowlers up there, right? Did Milton Williams make a Pro Bowl?
No, definitely not.
So no Pro Bowlers up there. This isn't Garnett, Allen, and Pierce. Now, it's also not Chris Humphreys, Marshawn Brooks, Keith Bogans, but still, it's like, I don't know, it's right in the middle of that, or it's maybe a little bit closer to that. So, yeah, I'm excited, but you also have a bunch of guys that sort of a wait and see, like how good they're going to be. You're coming off a couple of really bad years back-to-back.
He wasn't there yesterday. Harold Landry did somehow sneak into a Pro Bowl one year.
Not there, though. On the dais.
Back in 2021,
he wasn't
on the dais. Other than that, combined no Pro Bowls sitting there yesterday, yeah.
And Robert's being told he's going to calm down?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they're telling him? They're like, dude, relax.
I mean, maybe that's why they didn't sign any Pro Bowlers, because Robert couldn't handle having like an actual Pro Bowl wide receiver or Pro Bowl left. He wouldn't be able to handle it.
If you had Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin up there, I'd be pretty excited.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I'd be very excited.
So I was
They
still,
don't have those guys.
I was still stunned yesterday when we threw live to the press. We knew the Patriots were having a press conference. I assumed it would be Vrabel and Wolf. We knew players were going to be there. I was stunned when we tossed to it live. I didn't have the video up. And the first voice I heard was Robert. I was like, I was not ready for that. The last time it happened, Andy Hart told us this yesterday during the crossover. The last time it happened was Rosie Colvin in 2003. That's the last time they had a press conference like this. And I don't even know if it was the same. Was it just Colvin? Was it four free agents? Did Robert speak at it? Did Bill speak at it? Like, who was actually talking at that? I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the last time they had anything even approaching this, approximating this. Sure, they'll make players available. Like, I remember a couple of years ago, they made Juju Smith-Schuster available, like, in the media workroom in, like, a scrum. It wasn't even at a podium, I don't think. So they've never done, or it's been a long time, I should say, since they've done anything like this. And I didn't expect Robert out front demanding, begging for the credit.
Well, there's been a lot of bad publicity for him. I mean, it goes back to firing Belichick. That really split the fan. Well, we'll go back further.
It goes back to the dynasty.
Brady. No, it goes back to Brady.
Okay, well,
so Brady's gone. That annoyed some people, but you're like, all right, let's see. He's an older quarterback. How's that going to play out? They win the Super Bowl, so that doesn't look good for Kraft. Then the team isn't very good, but they're like, let's wait and see. There's so much goodwill built up. Then the dynasty is really what turned fans against him. He fires Belichick. 50% agreed with the call, but then still were mad at him the way he was piling on in the dynasty.
Right.
50% won't forgive him because Belichick, their eyes, you know, should not have been fired.
Like, for instance, Robert made the right move firing Bill, I think. I think it was time. I think he was done. It's pathetic what's going on at UNC. You've seen the latest? I know you have.
With
Jordan being CC'd on all the emails at UNC.
Well, who had that story about him, like, legit being his manager agent? It seems like that's very true.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, the whole thing with Bill, it was right to fire Bill. It's pathetic what's going on with Bill.
But to hire Mayo.
Okay.
And not interview any coaches.
And even people who thought it was the right move to fire Bill, I didn't want Mayo, and I hated what Robert did in the dynasty.
Yeah, the dynasty was a tough look for him, so people were mad.
Jonathan accusing him of, you know,
Hernandez, the whole thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Even people who thought it was the right move to move on from Bill, I didn't like the replacement, and I didn't like what they did to him in the dynasty.
So Q rating very low. I do think, you know, this was his own mistake, but after 1 year firing Mayo and then hiring Vrabel did kind of prop him up a little bit. I mean, from where he was,
bounce back.
Those were two very popular moves. But there's still the, how come we don't have any good players here? Like, you got to spend money. And all the stats that come out about, you know, cash spending over the last handful of years, and they're towards the bottom of it. That's a tough look. So people are happy about Vrabel, but they're still questioning Robert Kraft. So they do spend some money. Milton Williams, one of the biggest free agent contracts given out this year. And boom, they have a day, and he's front and center talking about how excited he is for the season.
And so I thought you were bringing up the dynasty for this purpose. That really was maybe not the beginning, but the public, declaration that Robert wants credit. Robert feels he doesn't get enough credit. Why is everybody talking about Belichick? Why is everybody talking about Brady? What about me? Me, me, me. And so you saw that in the dynasty, and I think that's what you saw yesterday. You saw the same old man looking for credit.
And I also
think it's sad. Yeah,
like during
it is.
Tom Brady, like when they were celebrating Tom Brady, there's like a lot of, you know, wanting to get a message across that's already been pushed across. Like, we know that you're a fan of the team, Robert.
Yeah.
Like, we.
Oh, you sat on the metal bleachers?
We know that.
Oh, you were a season ticket holder.
But I think he's.
Oh, the old Boston Patriots at Fenway. You went to all four stadiums. You went to all those.
He must
games. Wow.
be. He's clearly aware, though, of the criticism, because he keeps wanting to do that, kind of relate to the fan when the fan's screaming, hey, if we were a billionaire, we would have paid for some good players. Right? Like that. You can't look at a diehard fan in the face and be like, I'm just like you, but then not pay players. Right? Like, that's not how it would work. And so this is a positive sign. Like, this is definitely a step in the right direction. The last three seasons in the offseason, they wouldn't have signed Milton Williams, Carlton Davis, and Harold Landry. They wouldn't have brought in all these guys.
No.
And so they did. And so you have reason to be excited about it, but I mean, people aren't going to forget how you've spent on the team since Tom Brady left.
Update from the Patriots. I don't think we need the breaking news sounder for this one.
Oh boy.
But update. Tom Pelissero, veteran offensive lineman, not tackle, offensive lineman, Wes Schweitzer, signing with the Patriots on a one-year deal.
All right.
You familiar with his game?
Not significantly familiar.
Hang on.
He's a nice guy.
Schweitzer.
Played in Schweitzer. 62 games. He's played
Did he play in Tennessee? That's what I'm looking up right now.
Atlanta, Washington, and the Jets.
Oh, nice. More Jets offensive lineman.
Last year with the Jets, he played in 4 games.
Okay, good.
So
good signing.
62 career starts, 90 career games.
All right. Egg on
via
my
San Jose State, where he was a 6th-round pick in 2016 by the Falcons.
Egg on my face. I said they weren't doing anything. Shame on me.
They got an offensive player.
So there you go. Add him to
Wes
the mix.
At Schweitzer?
Do we know what Schweitzer? What is
Schweitzer?
Do we know where he plays? He said he's played some center.
Yeah,
he's played
everywhere.
Guard. He looks like an interior offensive player.
Yeah.
Is what he looks like.
Maybe he's
the last 2 years he's just listed as OL.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
Said he played center for Washington in 2022, and then left and right guard. So
is that your Andrews replacement? That's my fear.
I hope not.
I would also hope not.
Hopefully it's just a, you know, body.
Right.
You have to have whatever it is, 8 linemen, something like that. They go through them like crazy. A lot of these guys get hurt, so there's one.
They've been linked to Chad Graff.
Kraft.
Chad Graff said yesterday at The Athletic they've been linked to Garrett Bradbury. Is that the name?
Yeah, he's a starter, the Viking starter.
So maybe you're in on him, and maybe this guy is depth, but there's a signing they made. There's also an update on Cooper Kupp while we're updating things.
They're not getting him. Is that the update?
Well, you're in a tough spot over there because you don't think they're going to get him, but Diana Rossini said the Pats are out.
So maybe they're in. Yeah, that is tough. I don't know how to balance that.
You got
to
figure out, do you stand with Diana or do you not? You got to figure out.
No, she might be right on this. She might be right on this one.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Howe, The Athletic, he's had a lot of Cooper Kupp information today. He's the one who earlier today said Kupp wants $15 million a year. He prefers the West Coast, but $15 million a year would open up his list of suitors quite a bit, which is, I think, the way of saying, well, yeah, if you give him $15 million a year, he'll sign. Doesn't matter if you're a West Coast team or not.
So this is also one of those things that's kind of frustrating because Adam Schefter, when we played it earlier in the show, was talking about Chris Godwin and how the Patriots offered 25, maybe, possibly, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30.
Yeah, he said potentially 28, 29, 30.
Chris Godwin?
So $30 million. Yeah. No, but play this out.
Yeah.
Were they really in on Chris Godwin for $30 million, but they're terrified of $15 for Kupp?
Yeah.
Is Godwin twice the player Cooper Kupp is?
Kupp was playing at the end of last year. Godwin did not finish the season. So, I mean, if you're worried about injuries with Kupp, you should be worried about it with Godwin.
I would rather have Godwin, but I don't think he's worth twice.
Is he twice the player?
I'm not, like, running away from $15 million on Kupp. Oh, real quick, Phil Perry has an update, too, on Schweitzer.
Oh, good.
He says that Patriots receivers coach Todd Downing was the pass game coordinator for the Jets while Schweitzer was there.
Yeah, yeah. So Schweitzer, Schweitzer and Morgan Moses. Let's bring in the Jets offensive line last year. That was good.
They were great. They won five games last year.
It's a good question on the text line. 617-779-7937. Yeah, but how clean is he?
Probably not as clean as Milton Williams.
That's for Bedard to fill in the gaps. Nobody cleaner than Milton. He's clean everywhere.
Head to toe.
Milton Williams.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Howe did say the Seahawks, Saints, Cowboys, and Broncos are among the teams that have shown varying levels of interest in Kupp.
Where do you think Kupp goes? People wanted a Kupp check on
Seattle.
The text line. You're saying Seattle?
I think, yeah, because the Cowboys sound like they're out. Schefter initially said they were looming or whatever, and then he said, no, they're out. Howe says they're a long shot. I think I'd wager on Seattle. If you asked me this yesterday, I would have said Jacksonville, though, so I don't have a strong feeling on it.
So he's from Washington, the state of Washington, went to Eastern Washington. I don't know how close he grew up to Seattle. But
Seattle needs a receiver. So my guess is if anybody's going to cave and give him the closest to what he wants, it's Seattle.
You don't have to move, right? If you go from the Rams to the Chargers?
Good point.
That'd be a good place to go.
I haven't seen him linked to the Chargers, but the Chargers make a lot of sense.
I think Chargers or...
They just got Mike Williams, Keith, so settle down.
Wait, they got Mike Williams back?
Yeah, they did.
Why? How'd they do that?
Again, you need bodies. He's their Schweitzer.
Well, they lost Joshua Palmer. I don't know.
You see that? Need. Somebody was telling me to relax. I'm just like Robert Kraft.
Good point.
Calm down.
Good point.
I think he'll still be good. You don't know how many games he's going to play. That's obviously a concern that you would have to have. But based on what is available right now, he's the best one.
One more time. We've done this periodically throughout the week. All right, they don't get Kupp. He goes to Seattle. He goes to the Chargers, wherever. Who's your pivot? In free agency, I guess they could make trades and you could swing for a home run like Ayuk or somebody like that.
I'm bringing in two fullbacks, and I'm going to run the ball every time. I'm going wishbone offense.
Is it Keenan? Where'd you settle on this? Is it Keenan Allen?
Well, I said Steph Diggs, but I guess...
Oh, right.
So Keenan Allen, actually, if Thomas Brown signs off on it, who was with him in Chicago last year, you would at least say, Harry, maybe he thinks there's something left in the tank. Because if he's telling you no, then, like, run away. Like, he was just with him last year. He doesn't look anywhere near the guy that he was with the Chargers, but that's the thing. There's nobody really left. I don't think they'll take Steph Diggs because they've talked so much about culture and reshaping the culture inside the locker room. So... I don't think they'll go with him, but he's probably the best player left. Like, if you had to guess, Steph Diggs, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper?
My answer is Amari Cooper. Yep.
Yep. All right.
Amari Cooper was pretty bad. I don't blame him as much for going to Buffalo and doing nothing. That's switching an offense in the middle of the year. Like, it's not ideal, obviously.
Is he A, not the team's number one, but is he A number one?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
No, he'd be their number
one. No, I know that. Most guys would be.
But he is, Keith, bad year last year. But prior to that, he had 1,250 yards 2 years ago with Cleveland. Now, he'll be 31 as opposed to 29.
Yeah, yep. He's had some good years, but you're going back into the rich rules. Like, if you want guys that were good 3 years ago, a bunch of them.
There's only one down year. I'm not going. There was only one down year for Amari Cooper.
I look for one good year is the difference.
That's true. So Cooper would be my answer, but would I feel great about it? Hell no.
But now you're kind of forced into it in the draft, aren't you?
Yes.
Which is not a good place to be. And I like Travis Hunter a lot, but I also like the versatility, so I'm not expecting him to play every snap on offense.
Travis Hunter, to me, is, you're hoping you pair him with Gonzalez, and I guess now Carlton Davis, and that's your corner combo, and you hope you get something out of him on offense. And I would play him on offense, and I would try to – he's a special player because of his versatility, but do I believe in him as a receiver? I don't. But I would give him every opportunity to fail there. But I think that would be in 15 to 20 plays a week, something like that, like a third wide receiver package is what he would do. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel, beyond just the absurdity of Robert Kraft demanding credit when you haven't spent in forever, honestly, you really haven't spent for the most part in the 30 years you've owned the team.
Yeah, there's like a handful of times.
The last decade you haven't on balance. There's been years, 2021, and since 2021, you have not. So to come out and demand credit now is just, again, sad. But Mike Vrabel had a slip-up that you thought was Mayo-esque, Keith, as you put it.
I did.
How about this line, this exchange from Vrabel, before he was even asked anything? This is just when he's out there with his kind of opening statement on free agency.
I want to thank specifically our little free agent group, which was me, Elliot, Ryan Cowden, Matt Groh, Richard Miller, that we were firing them off left and right, just trying to get back, touch, go, pivot.
Pivot.
Because everything happens pretty quick. And that was fun, just being able to, everybody, work in a different angle, getting the contracts done, communicating on that, going to plan B.
Plan B!
And really, it was fun, and we're excited about the players that we had.
Okay. It's a big three for me. It's thank me, which is just funny. It's not like a huge deal, but it's like kind of a Mayo thing, maybe kind of walk into that.
Our little group, starting with me.
I want to thank me. Also, we had to pivot, and then we had to go to plan B. Because all these guys, you could make a case all of them were plan B. I don't know if Milton Williams was because it was a ton of money. But we know Ronnie Stanley and Chris Godwin, all the national guys are promoting that, right? So you can't have it both ways. Those are clearly the guys that you wanted. Those are the guys you were going to invest money in. If they both said yes, what would that have been? $200 million or somewhere in there? Or maybe not 200, but like $160 million between those two guys?
And not only did he say we pivoted and went to plan B, they're all sitting right there.
Yeah.
They're right there.
And then he's like, well, we are excited about these guys, like having to like reassure himself and everybody else. So, yeah, if you just read those quotes, you could have been like, yeah, that could have been Mayo. Mayo could have said all those
right.
things.
If Mayo said it, we'd crush him. And so Vrabel, same deal.
He does have the benefit of the doubt right now. Like, let's see how this all plays out.
He does. But that's a regrettable comment with those guys sitting right there. And I do think Milton Williams was a plan B in this way.
He might be.
In this way. If at D tackle, he was the top option on the board. So he was their plan A at D tackle. But with how they wanted to allocate their money, they had, if we believe Schefter, which I am skeptical about, but I think they had real offers to Stanley and Godwin.
Right.
And when they didn't get those guys, they pivoted to plan B and went all in on Milt the Still.
Which also might be they offered him one thing. He almost signs with Carolina.
That's 100% what I think.
The Patriots then find out, oh, we're not getting Stanley or Godwin. Then let's just top our previous offer. Let's top the Panthers offer and let's just get this guy.
So they extended themselves.
You know what? I'm happy about that.
Me too. I'm happy
that they didn't just pocket the money and be like, guys, we wanted Godwin. Hey, Schefter, tell everybody how badly we wanted Godwin. Yeah. Maybe people will get off our back.
You said this earlier in the show.
They spent the money.
That's a Red Sox approach.
Correct.
Plan A is Juan Soto. Then there's no plan in the middle.
Yeah, we're good.
No backup plan. We don't pivot to anything.
So even though it wasn't the number one position of need, they identified a good player. So I am happy about that. It's just funny to hear Vrabel during the press conference confirm that they were all plan B.
None of you guys were our first choices, okay? None of you guys are who we actually wanted at the end of the day.
No,
we kind of got stuck with you and overpaid for you, and you're our plan Bs, and we pivoted.
Right.
And that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Not in exactly those words, but that's the gist of what he said yesterday, which is Mayo-esque. I don't disagree with Keefe on that. 617-779-7937. Keefe not feeling good about Cooper Kupp coming to New England?
No.
What is their plan at wide receiver? And what's their plan on defense? I actually did find that somewhat encouraging from Vrabel. We'll dig more into those comments coming up. We have more on Rafi Devers as well, considered demanding a trade.
Oof.
According to Mass Live, we'll do that, plus his odd exchange in his press conference yesterday. And the Patriots are making moves. Don't say they're not doing anything, Keith. After day one in free agency, they're making moves. Billy Lanny with all the latest here in trending, and we're right back.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.